Royal Oak, beloved worshiping and praying community, here in our sanctuary, and for all of you who will be hearing this later this week. The name of my sermon this morning is Wake Up! Get your heart ready for the coming of the Lord. Our Advent candle theme this year is Going Home. We know when we go home, we find Jesus there. But who is Jesus? Serious question. Is Jesus our baby brother born in a stable? Is it Jesus our creator, our teacher, our healer, our uncle, our redeemer, our Messiah, our king? We move through these 4 weeks of Advent, and we are looking to find answers to this question. Who is Jesus? But sometimes the answers we find in Advent are not the answers we expect. Got me thinking this week, are we in Advent or are we in the apocalypse? Because if you recall, last Sunday in Luke, Chapter 21, verse 25, I stood here and said these words, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And on the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea." Are we in Advent or are we in apocalypse? And this week we have this disturbing image. From Malachi, "The one you've been waiting for, look, he's on his way. But who will be able to stand up to that coming? Who can survive his appearance? He'll be like white hot fire from the smelter's furnace." Are we in Advent or are we in the apocalypse? So, dear God, please come into my mind and heart this morning as we work towards answering this question, as we work towards becoming closer to Jesus, as we work towards purifying ourselves and letting your love and grace cleanse us, and as we work towards becoming your worshiping, beloved fellowship. Amen. So, Malachi, or Malachi, not doing that old joke, it means messenger in Hebrew. I don't know what it means in Italian. And Malachi and John the Baptist are bookend prophets. Malachi came at the end of the Old Testament and prophesied. John the Baptist is actually a prophet, and he came at the very beginning of the New Testament. Malachi said, "The one you are waiting for is here. Look, he's on his way." And John the Baptist went into the wilderness and said, "Get your heart ready for the coming of the Lord Yahweh." You see, they are proclaiming to us the need to, we need to be made ready and renewed for the birth of Jesus. And the way that happens is through refining and purifying. We need to be Christians refined and purified. Because the purpose of refining and purifying is to remove impurities. The impurities that are inherent in metals and people. And just wash them away. That visual you saw, that was the U.S. Steel Company back in the 40s. And they had amazingly multi-story high blast furnaces and slag ovens that were taking out the impurities in the metal so they could make steel. So refining and purifying removes the sins in us, the bad habits in us, the bad attitudes in us, the ways we are blind to certain things, so we can make ourselves ready to be near Jesus on Christmas morning. A refiner's fire is the forced air, white hot blast furnace, 2,000 plus degrees. And the lye soap that Malachi is talking about is the lye soap that they use to wash away impurities, to take the stains out of cloth. So Malachi is proclaiming fire and soap. And John the Baptist is thundering, make straight every twisted thing in your lives. But come on, these proclamations are kind of discordant. And they are especially discordant with our usual Advent expectations. We have the chrismon tree. We have the creche. Right? But these texts are giving us a way so that by the time Jesus lives, dies, goes to heaven, we get these words from St. Paul in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone, the new has come. It is by our Advent preparations of purifying and refining that we are able to be made new in Christ. And in Advent, we also continue that both and thinking that I talked about last week. Mary is both a virgin and the mother of God. And today we have both the joy of the coming of Jesus and the kind of scary prospect that Jesus comes to refine and purify us. So wake up. Get your heart ready for the coming of the Lord. And Advent prepares us also to live into the fruits of the Spirit. It's not all fire and soap. So we can live as Jesus lived. In Galatians 5, 13, 23, I'm going to give you some edits from that. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to serve one another humbly in love. So I say, walk by the Spirit. Do not gratify the desires of the flesh. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace and kindness and faithfulness and gentleness and patience. So what we have this morning in our scripture is the gift of Malachi's prophecy. And he shows us that God brings fire and soap so we can be purified from all of those things that are going to come between us and Jesus on Christmas morning. Malachi and John the Baptist raise a challenge for us. Wait, you're not really going to do this, are you? Yeah, I got it all set. But you really, really aren't going to talk about toilet paper in a sermon, right? I mean, no, I'm going to do it. I'm begging you, please. I got this. Yeah, Christians refined and purified. So how are we doing this? How are we refining ourselves and purifying ourselves for Jesus? Well, I want to tell you this story. The story of who gives a crap. Who Gives a Crap is a company that makes toilet paper. Now, I drove up to my house. Yeah, I have no.
Adam noticed that right away.
I have no filter. And I drove up to my house this week. Sarah had ordered this. And it was sitting on our porch. I thought, that's an amazing box. You see, Who Gives a Crap is a company that decided that they would bring toilet paper in a new way. They took something boring and old and easy to ignore and made it fresh and exciting and engaging. They reimagined both their packaging and their purpose. So here's what they do. They creatively wrap their rolls and they donate 50% of their profits so people can have access to clean water and toilets. clean water and toilets. 2 billion people in this world do not have access to clean water and toilets. And many, many, many childhood diseases happen because kids do not have access to clean water and toilets. And so what this company, Who Gives a Crap, has done is they've taken boring, old, easy-to-ignore product and renewed it and made it exciting and engaging. So when I tell you the words boring, old, easy to ignore, do they remind you of anything besides toilet paper? Like maybe church? Seriously, church. I mean, church membership across all denominations is going down, down, down every year. Because so many people see church as old, boring, easy to ignore. And so, Royal Oak beloved worshiping community, how can we show that we give a crap? How can we show that we are engaged in making church and the kingdom of God in this world engaging and joyous and creative? By becoming Christians, rejoicing and proclaiming. You didn't think I was going to leave it at that last slide, did you? By becoming Christians, rejoicing and proclaiming, what better time to become Christians, rejoicing and proclaiming other than Advent as we move towards the coming of Jesus into this world? Royal Oak, beloved worshiping and praying community, you are living into this crap. Because look at the work that you are doing. Our announcements are so long because we are doing so many things and offering so many opportunities. Since the pandemic hit us, we have been renewed, reinvigorated. It's almost like that pandemic has purified and cleansed us because we are walking into so many new ways. And we are becoming in so many new ways more engaged. If we go back to the fruits of the Spirit of the Spirit is joy and love, peace, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, and patience. And that is what you are doing. And so, wake up. Get your heart ready for the coming of the Lord. Get yourselves becoming Christians who are rejoicing and proclaiming. So, dearest, loving God, you bring us to Advent with fire and soap. You remind us that we need to purify and cleanse and renew ourselves. But we know we are doing this because of your love for us. And we know your love for us in this is helping us grow closer and closer to you. And so please inspire us, engage us. Let us take a throwaway product like toilet paper wrapper and imagine a way that this can be a present gift wrap. And let us do all these things in Jesus' name so we can be the people who you know we can be. And we give thanks and praise in all of this to your beautiful baby boy. Amen.